The Gemara Masechtes Gittin Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph said Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said Miyamai Lo Karisi LeIshti Ishti Uleshayri Shayri. He said I never used to refer to my wife as my wife, and I never used to refer to my shor as my shor. Elo LeIshti Beisi. My wife I used to refer to as my bias. Uleshayri Sadi. My shor I used to refer to as my field. We mentioned that the Rav Shif in his commentary on that Gemara says that maybe the reason it was Rabbi Yossi who said Miyomai, that I never referred to my wife as my wife, it's based on the fact that the Medrash says that Rabbi Yossi was married to an Isha Ra. And because his wife was an Isha Ra, he didn't want to refer to her in the more affectionate way as Ishti, but rather she's the Akeres HaBayis, she takes care of everything that needs to be taken care of in the house, and therefore he referred to her as Beisi. But it was only Rabbi Yossi, and only because Chazal were already Megala to us, that Rabbi Yossi had an Ishara. We mentioned that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Sefer Netzoy Tzayar, he's Matmiya on the Maram Shif. He says, if you take a look at the Medrash that the Maram Shif is quoting, which, by the way, is a Medrash in two places, and it's also a Yerushalmi. And in all three places, it's not Rabbi Yossi, but it's Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Stam Rabbi Yossi in Shas is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta are two of the greatest Tanom of all time, but they're not the same person. So Freik, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, L'chayre, the Maram Shif was Toya B'dvar Mishnah, B'dvar Medrash, B'dvar Yerushalmi. How could he say that Pshan and this Rabbi Yossi is because Rabbi Yossi had an Isha Ra? The Rabbi Yossi that had an Isha Ra was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It wasn't Stam Rabbi Yossi, which is our Sugya. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. And because of this, Rabbi Reuven Margolis said a different Pshan based on a Yerushalmi, which is quoted in and that is that Rabbi Yossi was married to five Yevamos, Chamesh, Ba'ilos, Ba'alti, Venotati, Chamisha, Arozim, Yisrael, and the whole tachlis of a Yevam is Lahakim, Beis, Achiv. And you see that Rabbi Yossi wasn't kind of mitzvah in a raid that we spoke about last week, and that's why he used to refer to as Beis, because Taka wasn't so much Ishti. All it was Beis, the whole tachlis was Lahakim, Beis, Achiv. The Medrash that the Maram Shif mentions, which Rabbi Reuven Margolis pointed out, is a medrash talking about Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is a medrash nifla, and it tells a great story. I think it's kedai to just go through the story and speak out one ha'ara. The medrash is in Parshas Bereshis. It's Parsha Yud Zayin Gimel. It's on the words Esaloi Ezer Kenegdoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm going to make an Ezer Kenegdoi for Adam, who of course was Chava. Zok the medrash Im Zocha Ezer. If a man is Zoycha, then his wife is going to be an Ezer, im lav, and if a man is not Zoycha Kenegda, his wife is going to end up working against it. Rabbi Yeshua bar Nechemya. Rabbi Yeshua bar Nechemya said, im Zocha, if a person is Zoycha, he'll have a wife, ki ishtoy shel Rab Chanina bar Chachinoi, like the wife of Rab Chanina bar Chachinoi, im lav, and if a person is not Zoycha, he's going to have a wife, ki ishtoy shel Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, notice here it says Rabbi Yossi, but we know it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili because it started off Ke ishtei she Rabbi Yossi Aglili havelei intesa bisha. He had literally a wife that was bisha. She was bad. The havas barta daachse. She was also his niece. The have a bazile kadam talmidoi, and she would often embarrass him in the presence of his talmidim. Amr talmidov. Talmidim once went over to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and they said shafkalado intesa bisha. Why don't you divorce this wife? She doesn't give you covet, meaning he would sit and he would listen, he didn't say a word, but the Talmidim would be meicha for the covet of the Rebbe, and they said, why don't you do something? Amalim, he says, I'll tell you the truth, really I should give her a get, but purna ravalai, my ksuba is very, very big, it's expensive, leis biyodi ma eshkevla, I can't give her a ksuba, and if I can't give her a ksuba, so I can't afford to divorce her. So the Gemara chadzman, habi yosfim poshin huv Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. One day, Rabbi Yosef Aglili was sitting and learning together with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Menchaslin, when they finished learning, Amalais, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mashkach Rebbe, vanan solkim bebeisa. Does Rebbe mind if I go upstairs to your house and I eat something? Malayin, slick, for sure, go and eat something. Min de solkin, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was walking up the stairs together with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amchas la'apgo nafkasla. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili's wife saw that they're walking in, so she gave them this really, really angry face, and she walked away. Tzofa b'hikdeira. Then she saw that they were making a move for the food, meaning they were going to eat something. Amar la, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili asked his wife, tell me, is b'hikdeira klum? Is there anything in the pot? She's like looking at him. Amrisle, yeah, is parperoin. There is. I have vegetables inside the pot. I cooked some vegetables. That's what's in the pot. Azul Galesa, they went, they picked up the top of the pot. And va'ashkach pargoin, and they found pargiot, they found chicken. Yad Rav Blazman Azariah Mahushama. Rav Blazman Azariah was a chacham, and he understood what was going on over here. He realized the shalom bayis here was not pashut at all. So they sat down, they ate, and after they finished eating, Amale Rebbe loy amrit elo parperon va'ashkachna begava pargoin. What happened? You told me. I heard your wife say there were vegetables, and now all of a sudden there was chicken. Amale ma'isin yisinay. Yes, Aglili said, this is my sinisim, this is how it goes in our kitchen. No, nothing, everything is fine. Bin dechasson amalei, after they finished again, finally, Rabbi Elazar Azariah said, he said, listen, Rabbi Yosef Agli, I understand you're a tzaddik, but at the same time, Rabbi Shvaikahi into some minach, you have to give her a get. The lessee of the liakrusach, it doesn't pass for you anymore. Genug shayin, I'm being moichah for your covet. Amalei, he told Rabbi Elazar Azariah, you're poor nerav alai, veleis bi ma'esh baglei. So what should I do? It's too expensive, the ksuba, there's nothing I could do. Amalei, so we know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is giving a grace to give here, right? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told him, anan yovina la purna, let me take care of your ksuba, v'shavkamina, and you should give her a get. The Gemara says, Avdin Leikain. Rabbi Yosef Glili acquiesced. He gave his wife a get. Pasak lapurna, shavak yosemine. V'asfin yose itza achara tovamina. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili got married to another wife, and this wife was already tovamina. Incidentally, it's a little bit mashma from the Medrash that he wouldn't marry another wife as long as he was married to her. After he gave her a get, then he went ahead and he got married, which maybe is a shekel right to Reuven Margolius's thesis that even though before Chaim de Rabbeinu Geshem it was okay to marry more than one wife, but something shaloi motzinu b'chfrat as it relates to the Tanam and Amiram. But the bottom line is the Gemara says Garmin Chayvin Dahi Itza. This woman, Reis Aglila's first wife, she wasn't an ishik sheira va'azlis ve'isnevis l'santrin de karta, and she ended up marrying in English the Puritz, the Santer in the Karta. But that's who she married. Labasa Yoimen Asun Yisurin Olav. This man, the Puritz, ended up having Yisurin Vis'aver. And Rachman al-Atslan, he became a Saginar. Because he was a Saginar, he had no means to make Parnasa. So what did they do? They used to knock from door to door so people would help them. He couldn't see. So she would walk with him, literally, holding on to him, and like this, they would go from place to place so they can collect a few dollars. Kiven da have a mati bishkaki de Rabbi Yosef Aglili. When it came to the neighbor of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, have a kaimala the chazul achayr. She would turn her husband around and she would go away. Says the Gemara, because this man was the Puritz, so to him it was mamish. He knew the shvilid, the nahardah, mamish perfectly. He knew every single loch. I mean, he was once the mayor of the town. Amalai told him, "Lamat loy machlisli l'shchunte de Rabbi Yosef Aglili." I know Rabbi Yosef Aglili in his zip code here. I heard there's a lot of gvirim over there. How come you don't take me to that neighbor? I think we could do very well over there. Danosh shomad the huav and mitzvah. Not just that, I heard he's giving tzedakah. So it's interesting. Somewhere along the way, he became a shtickle gvir himself. How come you're not taking me to that area? Amrasle, she said, Mishabak Deyano, I'll be honest with you, I was once married to him. I can't forgive myself to have him see me looking like this. And that's why I'm not going there. Chazman, Osin Korim Bishchunte de Rabbi Yosi. One time, they came to the neighborhood of Rabbi Yosi, and he was forcing his wife, let's go. But she didn't want to. Argish ba yoim kadmei v'yoim tinyan u'shori machalei. Bekitzer, he started to hit her. This is what happened. He started to hit her. V'azul kolein, and all of a sudden there was a big gerida. V'havim is bazim b'chol karta. And there was tremendous bizyoinus. This man is mamish beating up his wife. And what's going on? What's going on? Because she doesn't want to go to this neighborhood, and he does want to go to this neighborhood. Bekitzer, this noise came to the ears of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Oidik Rabbi Yosef Lekolein. V'chamim is bazim b'chol karta. He goes outside. He said, what's going on? And he sees that his wife, his grusha, this woman that he was once married to, she's having these rizik of bizyonis. And he sees her husband is hitting her. Amalei, lama at machila. What are you doing to her? Amalei says, kol yoim, he moved the parnasa nasei da den shkakim inoi. It's because she's holding back my parnasa. I have no food. I'm pashit starving. And pashit, because she's embarrassed of you, she won't go. Kivin the sham Rabbi Yosi came. Rabbi Yosi actually heard this. Nesavain, he took them in. V'yov yasim b'chada beisam in the day, gave them a house, v'abav in the farness yasim kol yoy mechayin, and he would support them every single day for the rest of their lives. Al shame, and the reason he did it was, because the Medrash says, and this is how the Medrash concludes, it says, umipsor choloy tesale. Now, there's actually a very interesting comment from the Radal on this Medrash. The Radal says that why did he say mipsorcha al tesale? Where's the psorcha al tesale? She's his grusha. So says the Radal, Pasha, you'd be tempted to learn, because if you remember the beginning of the story, we mentioned Rabbi Yosi Havali into Sabisha, Vavabarta da Achse. She was Rabbi Yossi's niece, Rabbi Yossi's sister's daughter. So even though she's a grusha, but there's an inyan of mipsarcha al tesalem. But says the Radal that even though in the medrash it sounds a little bit like that's the pshat, but he says, we said that this is mentioned other places as well. It's another medrash to Yerushalmi. And in those places it doesn't mention anywhere that it was a niece. And it still fears ois mipsarcha al tesalem. And I think from those chazals it's muchach that the mipsarcha al tesalem wasn't Alt's niece, but it was Alt's Grusha. Because they were once Vahayu Labasar Echad, and even though now they're not living together, but there's still a Bechina of Vahayu Labasar Echad that exists, of Mipsar Chaloy Tesalem, and then he says, Ayin Evan Ezer Simin Kuf Yutes. So Vashtet in Evan Ezer Simin Kuf Yutes, this is in Hilchas Gittin, the Ramah says the following, he says, Umutr La Adam Lazen Grusha Asai. It's mutter for a man to support his grusha. It's actually a bigger mitzvah for a man to support his grusha than another ani. Ubilvad says the Ramash Lehele Esekima. However, it shouldn't lead to a korva because they're not married anymore. Rak Yezuna al Yedei Shleach. You should do it al Yedei Shleach. So Dr. Adal, what's the makar? I think the makar is this chazal. Umipsar chaloy tesalim that you see from here that there's a bzundere ingin of mipsar chaloy tesalim even by a grusha. Dvarim neflam. But the bottom line is, this is the medrash over here that the Ramshif brought, and the Ramshif seemed to have it as Rabbi Yossi, because throughout the Medrash, Rabbi Yossi is referred to as Rabbi Yossi, but in the beginning of the Medrash, said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's clear it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and this is a Medrash that's mentioned in many different places, and it's always Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and based on that, I think it's Pashat, that the Ramshif made a toys, and that's why he said a different shot to explain our Gemara, why Rabbi Yossi was the one that used to refer to his wife, not as Ishti, but rather as Beisi. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla, that I saw in the Sefer Menucha Shalom from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sefer Shlita. It's in Chelik Yud Aleph. It's Simen Nun Zayin. Now we once spoke out part of this Simen. It's Nugeya. The name of the Simen is Be'inya Rabbi Yose Haglili Loy Meis. This is the Sefer. It's the second part of the Shtigal, and we'll end with this. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sefer, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Mesechtes Tainis, it's Perik Beis Halacha Aleph. Amr Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman said, "V'shoshi Yisrael Bangla de Averus Amaisim Roim." If the Yidden do Averus, Hakshamim Netzarim. It stops raining. We say it every single day. Pamayim Bahava in the second parasha of Kriyashma. V'hein Mevi'in Lehem Zaken Echad. So what do the Yidden do? What do Yidden do when it doesn't rain? They bring a Zaken Echad. Kigoyin Rabbi Yosei Aglili, like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. V'hu Mafkia Ba'adon. He davens for them, umiyad akshamim yarden. And immediately, when Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he's the mashal of the Zokain Echad, when he davens, it begins to rain. And the question is, why Rabbi Yosi Aglili? It would seem to be a medrash plea. What does Rabbi Yosi Aglili have to do with tefillah? They bring the Zokain Echad, going Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So in the first half of this shtickle, which is an old raid by Yaakov Chaim Sofer, said that we know Rabbi Yudah Nasi never died. The Gemara and Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel used to come home every Friday night, and Rabbi Kivega brings in Gilyan Hashas from the Sefer Chassidim. Rabbi Yudah Chassid said he used to be Moitzi the Oilam Yedei Chayvasim, and he was Nitzitz Nishmasai of Yaakov Avinu. Nasi, Rabbi Yudah Nasi is Rosh Tevis Nishmasai Shel Yaakov Avinu. The Magal Amukah said Vadvar Matikin. But in this shtickle, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer brings from the Vilna Gaon in his beer on Tikkuni Zayir that brings that there were other tzaddikim that were also loymeis. One of them was Rabbi Yosei Haglili. Another one is Rav Hamnuna Saba. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Rabbi Yosei Aglili was Loi Meis. Rabbi Yosei Aglili was Loi Meis. The emes is, what's pshat? Rabbi Yosei Aglili was Loi Meis. So he says a whole shtickle Torah based on the shtickle that some people say on Erev Pesach for Shamshon Astropola Hashem Yimkom Damoy in his famous Igeres HaKodesh that's printed in many, many Haggadah Shal Pesach. And in that shtickle, if you go through it a little bit carefully, it says, quote, David HaMelech Olav HaShalem has the same gematria. David ben Yishai is the gematria of Rabbi Yosei Aglili, which is the same gematria of Shechina. But he said, you see from it, Rabbi Yosei Aglili was Nitzutz Neshmasu L'chayr. That's what Shamshon Ashapol is trying to say of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech Yisrael was Chai V'Kayim. So if David HaMelech Yisrael is Chai V'Kayim, that's the senior Rabbi Yosei Aglili Loi Meis. And he says, David HaMelech, we know, said Vani Tfilo. He was the Cheftz of Tfilo. So if David HaMelech is Vani Tfilo, that's why they went to a Zaken like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. This is the old shtickle. This is the first half of one shtickle in Chelug Yud Aleph of the Sefer. But here's Chelik Beis. This is the second half of it. He said that I heard from my son, Rabbi Avram Eliezer, Sofer Shlita. Shamati a different pshat. I'm not much a dove nifla. The Gemara says in Tainis, Tav Chof Hei Amid Beis, quote, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer, Shliyaz, Yarad Lefnei Ateva. He went to daven. It hadn't rained. And they needed someone to daven to bring the rain. So Rabbi Eliezer went, V'omar Esrim V'arba Brochas. He said 24 Brochas V'loi Nene. Didn't rain. Yard Rabbi Akiva Achros, Rabbi Akiva went, he said, let me try. V'amar, he said, Avinu Malkeinu ein lonu melech elota. Avinu Malkeinu lemancha rachim aleinu. Zok de gemara v'yarduk shamin. And it started to rain. Have a Meran and a Rabbanon. So Rabbanon started being Merane. They started saying, B'liezer? Sounds a little questionable. Chof dalet brachas nothing. Rabbi Akiva got up and said, Ein lonu melech elota. And all of a sudden, thunder, lightning, mamash ke knak reg and gishme brucha. And everybody started getting worried. Yotza Baskav Amra. So Baskal came out and said, Loi mipnei shezeh godol mizeh. Don't think that the takeaway of this is that Rabbi Akiva in any way was greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Elo shezeh mavra al midoysav. Rabbi Akiva is Mavra al Midoysov. Rabbi Eliezer is not Mavra al Midoysov. And because he's not Mavra al Midoysov, that's why he didn't have the ability to make it rain. We always speak out the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that in the Maisa with Tan Rachnoi, Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, when Rabbi Eliezer starts making moifsim, what does Rabbi Yeshua tell Rabbi Eliezer? Torah loy bashamayim, he's zokta hilgich sam soifer, and you have to be the sam soifer to say this. What did he mean? He meant that the Gemara says in Erev Nun Heyom at Aleph, that what does it mean? Torah loy bashamayim, he loy timotze Torah b'mishem meisem atzmoy kishamayim. If someone's magbiya atzmoy, he has gaiva like the Himmel, a person like that is not going to have Torah. And you see in this Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer wasn't mavra midoysa, and that comes from a shminish of a shminish of gaiva. So said the sam soifer, that's Rabbi Yeshua was telling him, that loch is not like you. You know why? Because loyti matzik toyer b'misha mesa matzmoy kishamayim, and that was the oymik of what he meant, toyer b'mishamayim. But we digress. Said Rabbi Avram Eliezer Soifer Shlita, Riach B'chaim Soifer son. He said, Vashteta, that if a person needs to make it rain, what's the quality you're looking for? You could have two gedoyle yadar, but what's the machriya b'neim? When someone's mavra midoysav, he has the ability to make it rain. So he says, if that's the case, it's nifla. In this medrash, which is a medrash in two places, it's also Yerushalmi. You see the mavra midoysav of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Yosei Aglili had an isha bisha, and he lived with her to the point that Talmidim had to be moicha on his coven, and then finally gave her a get, and his personal fortune changed, and he supported this wife literally his entire life. Umipsarcha loy tesalem. He wasn't mavra midoys. He didn't fakert. He wasn't someone that said, quid pro quo, this is the way you treat me, guess what, the joke's on you. He was the ultimate Mavra al Midoysav. Oh, he's the ultimate Mavra al Midoysav. Is Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman. Bishosh Yisrael Bonle de Averis Amaisim Ron, Lakshomim Netzarin. It's not raining. What do you need when it's not raining? You need Rabbi Akiva, who was what, Zokti Gemara Tainis. He was Mavra al Midoysav. Hey, Mevin Lim Zokin Echad. They find the Zokin Echad. Kigoin Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Someone like Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who was Meforsim. They all knew that he was so maver al midoysa with his ishtoi that was a grusha. Umipsar chaloi tesalim. And the schus that Rabbi Yosei Aglili had for the way he treated his wife that he divorced. Hu mafki abadam. He has a special koyach hatfilo. Umiyad hakshamim yardem. Mamish divrei pi chacham chen.